Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Stoic Confidence. I'm so glad you're joining me again on this journey to unlock your inner power and find it calm amidst the chaos. Today, we're diving into something incredibly powerful, something that can truly transform your life. Practicing self-compassion and self-forgiveness. Ever feel like you're stuck in a loop of beating yourself up over mistakes? You know that feeling when you trip and immediately go off on a mental rant about how clumsy you are? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing, my friends, that inner critic can be seriously detrimental to our well-being and our ability to grow. It keeps us stuck in negativity and fear, preventing us from reaching our full potential. So, how do we silence that voice? How do we learn to treat ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we would offer a dear friend? That's what we're exploring today. Get ready because I'm about to drop some serious truth bombs on you, along with some practical strategies to cultivate genuine self-compassion and forgiveness in your own life. Firstly, remember that everyone makes mistakes. Seriously, it's part of being human. We're not perfect beings, and expecting perfection from ourselves is a recipe for disappointment and frustration. Think about the times you've really screwed up. Maybe you forgot an important deadline, said something hurtful, or just plain messed things up. Were you ever truly unforgiving towards yourself? Did that harsh self-criticism actually help you learn and grow? I doubt it. Next, practice mindfulness. When those negative thoughts start creeping in, take a step back and observe them without judgment. You're not your thoughts, you are the observer of your thoughts. Acknowledge them, but don't let them define you. It's like watching clouds drift by, they come and go, but they don't dictate your entire existence. Cultivate self-kindness. Talk to yourself like you would talk to a good friend going through a tough time. Would you berate them? Would you dwell on their failures? Of course not. You'd offer support, understanding, and encouragement. Treat yourself with the same level of compassion and warmth. Remember, you deserve it. Shift your perspective. Instead of focusing on what went wrong, try to see the situation from a different angle. What lessons can you learn from this experience? How can you use this as an opportunity for growth? This shift in mindset can be incredibly powerful. It helps us move beyond self-blame and embrace a more constructive approach to challenges. And finally, remember that forgiveness is not about condoning hurtful actions, it's about releasing yourself from the burden of anger and resentment. Holding on to past hurts only serves to harm you in the long run. By forgiving yourself and others, you create space for healing, growth, and genuine happiness. Let me give you a real-world example. Imagine you're preparing for a big presentation at work, but you totally bomb it. You feel embarrassed, ashamed, and your inner critic starts going into overdrive. You're so incompetent. How could you have messed that up? Sound familiar? Now, here's where self-compassion comes in. Instead of letting those negative thoughts consume you, acknowledge them, then gently remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes. You didn't intentionally sabotage yourself, it happens to the best of us. Take a deep breath, learn from the experience, and move forward with renewed determination. So, what are the key takeaways? Number 1, recognize that self-criticism is a trap. It keeps you stuck in negativity and prevents you from living your fullest life. Number 2, practice mindfulness to become aware of your thoughts and choose not to identify with them. Remember, you're more than your thoughts. Number 3, treat yourself with kindness and compassion just like you would treat a dear friend. And lastly, remember that forgiveness is essential for healing and growth. Forgive yourself for past mistakes and forgive others who have wronged you. It sets you free. Remember, building self-compassion and forgiveness is an ongoing journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, but the more you practice these principles, the more natural they will become. You've got this. And as always, keep your head up, your heart open, and never stop striving to unlock your inner power. That's it for today, folks. I hope you found this episode insightful and inspiring. Don't forget to share it with anyone who could use a little boost of self-love and forgiveness. And let me know your thoughts on social media. I love hearing from you. Until next time, stay strong, stay kind, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.